Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a special guest. And I'll tell you what, this gentleman has a really interesting story. See, this is a guy that dedicated a big portion of his life to corporate America. And as a matter of fact, just last month, he exchanged his golden handcuffs for, we'll call it a golden parachute, to walk away from working in corporate America. And one of the things that caused him to do that was he went to his financial planner and he sat down with this person and said, what kind of income would I have if I retired today? And his financial planner looked across the table at him and said, well, you're going to make maybe about $35,000 a year, and you're going to be broke by the time you turn age 77. He also went on to explain to my guest that he, the financial planner, planned to work well into his 70s. And you know what my guest thought? Well, I'll tell you what he thought. This guy can't be any good at investing. And at that point, he made an informed decision to walk away from what he had been doing for many years in his life and to travel down a road that other people don't travel. So what we're going to do today is we're going to get into Terry's story, because Terry's got an interesting story. He's got an amazing background. I mean, this guy has done some pretty cool stuff in his life. And even though he's a few years older than I am, he's still doing those cool things. As a matter of fact, he has transitioned his lifestyle so that he can focus on that lifestyle. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Terry on right now and let you learn from Terry's experience. Terry, are you there?
I sure am, Al. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to have you. So I got to ask you, what was going through your mind when that financial planner looked you straight in the face and said, yeah, $35,000 a year, you're going to be broke when you're 77. Oh, and by the way, it's okay, because I'm in the same boat as you. I'm going to keep working well into my 70s.
Unacceptable. I just said to myself, this is why I spent my 20s in night school, you know, part-time. I went my way through community college, doing an apprenticeship, driving, you know, older cars and being, you know, financially responsible, not going out and, you know, like wasting my money, trying to build for a future. And I said, this is the life I'm going to have. I just said, like, there's got to be a better way.
So what were you doing back in the day? I mean, were you doing what the rest of us were doing? Were you following conventional wisdom and, you know, trying to save your way to retirement?
Absolutely. I was, you know, making sure that I, you know, put enough away in my 401k to maximize the corporate match and that. And I would call myself a member of the investor class, and I read books about it and really found out that when it comes to financial planning, only 5% of the financial planners out there beat the S&P 500 index. And it's never the same 5%. I'm thinking, like, what do we pay these guys for?
It's kind of crazy. I actually know several guys that do financial planning, and we get into, you know, some heated discussions about, you know, what the best path forward is. And of course, they believe that what they're doing is the right way because they're blinded to what I'm doing, because they can't believe that what I'm doing, as well as what you're doing, is effective. And ironically, you know, the thing I like about financial planners is that they're human beings they're prone to error, just like we are. Ironically, they're doing the same darn thing everybody else is. You know, they're working 50, 60 or more hours a week, dependent on a paycheck, trying to get to some place in the future and hopefully not run out of money before they die.
Yeah, that's the scary part. That really is, because that's what I watched my parents do in retirement. And it really just kind of made me sad because, you know, they did everything right, and they were, I would say, you know, very frugal people and that. And they spent their whole life trying to build that pile of money. Then they spent their retirement trying not to spend it. And then they said, okay, well, they left, you know, the four heirs and our family, you know, a little bit of money. And the thought was, you know, like, this process continues. And I said, that's just not the way to do it.
So what caused you to veer off track? What caused you to do something different?
Well, it was listening to Dell on the radio every day. I'd be driving home from work, you know, after I'd get up about a quarter to four in the morning and drive 40 miles one way to go to work down a really dangerous road in Washington State. And then at the end of the day, I'd be driving home, you know, saying, I'd be tuned in listening to Dell. And I would say to my, all of a sudden I realized, she said, like, I've got enough money to do this. So I had a one-day seminar in Seattle. I went to that, and I went to the two-day, and I signed up, you know, and really glad I did.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting when you come take a listen to what we have to say, and you realize that maybe there's something to it. Maybe there is something to it, and then you pull the trigger, and you become a member, and you go through the two-day financial freedom seminar. And when you go through that event, it absolutely opens your eyes. When we come back from the break, Terry and I are going to talk about what that seminar meant to him. Stick around. You're going to want to hear his answers.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
So I got to admit to you that during the break, Terry and I were kind of cutting up over some similar experiences that we've had. And the one similar experience that we had was we both went to a two-day financial freedom seminar offered by Lifestyles Unlimited. That's the core curriculum that everybody goes through when they become a member. It's designed to teach you how to correctly invest into single-family and multifamily properties. And ironically, we had the same guy teaching our courses. Now, I wasn't in the same class as Terry. As a matter of fact, I went through the training a little bit before Terry did. But the guy teaching the class, his name is David Fisher. And David Fisher is just a unique dude. He really is. I mean, he's got a background in the Air Force. He got out of the Air Force and went into the self-employment world, and he was working like 80 crazy hours a week. And, you know, when it came time to vacation, he couldn't vacation with the family because he had to be there to operate his stores. And eventually, he wound up selling those stores, and he transitioned into a role as a full-time dad while his wife was serving in the Air Force. And he stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited and was one of the first members in the San Antonio area to go through the two-day financial freedom course. Now, fast forward a couple of years, David Fisher is worth, you know, well over $8.8 million last I talked to him. And he is dedicated to teaching our members how to do what we do. And the neat thing about David Fisher is, well, he's got a wicked sense of humor. And when you look at this guy, the first impression that rolls off of your forehead is that this guy, he's wearing tattered jeans, he's got nasty shoes on, he's got a $4 t-shirt on. What is it he can teach me? And when he starts talking, you realize you have to push aside the visual reference and you have to listen to what he's telling you, because what he's telling you is the God's honest truth about how to change your life. I mean, that was my experience, Terry. What was your experience with David?
I'd say pretty similar. When I first got listened to Dave talking to Matt, and I was like, well, this guy's certainly a character, but he really had a certain kind of energy, the way he, the enthusiasm that he had for the, for the whole process of what Lifestyle Unlimited does, just like really piqued my interest. And I just said, like, oh, I want to be involved in this, you know? And so I'm driving home from the first day of the 2 day seminar. I made up my mind. I said, I'm doing this. And I spoke with the wife about it and that, and she, and he said, like, I want to do this, so.
What did she say? I mean, was she on board?
Well, our wife and I, we're kind of the balance of the universe, you see. I'm a mathematical one. I used to do trigonometry at work every day, she's more of the artist. She's a massage therapist. I was a CNC machinist and that. And so she does beautiful painting and that, but she can't get perspective. So she needs to draw a building or a house or something. I have to get the lines right for her and that. And so she said, well, it all seems to make sense. But she goes, I can't understand the numbers that you're talking about. And I just said, like, this is more money than we've ever thought we could ever have. It truly is.
So she was on board with you at that point, or?
Well, yeah, she likes the idea of, we have an agreement on money. You see, it's my job to make it, and it's her job to spend it. So,
you good husband. You are trained well.
Thank you.
Yes, I have the same training.
But my wife says I'm kind of like the dog. Some days I'm good, and some days I'm not.
So you went through the first day of the seminar, which is focused primarily on the single family investing.
Yep.
And you went home, told your wife, okay, this is a path forward that we should travel. But then you went back on day two. What happened in day two?
Well, day two was, they went to the fine points of multifamily and that. And, I had a pretty good idea just, from listening to the radio show for about a year and that. This really went more into the meat potatoes of hard numbers and how this whole thing actually works and the approach. And I just love the whole philosophy of coming into a property that was being bought, at the right time, fixing everything, providing people with a really nice place to live in and that, and being able to charge a fair market price. And, it's kind of like the whole Ayn Rand type of philosophy of objectivism, that two people meet together and we have a mutually beneficial agreement that they've got some money, but they need a place to live. I've got a place to rent and I could use the money and we both profit.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So you decided to pass up single family and focus on the multifamily aspect of investing.
Yeah, well, that was because, somebody says, well, you have a lot of money in your 401k plan. Well, that really, it's all going to depend on who I'm hanging around with, you talk to some, I've got some friends who say that, oh my gosh, you've got a 401k plan, you lucky son of a gun. And then I'll meet somebody else that I knew, like ran into a friend at a class reunion. Then he said, I'm a blue collar millionaire. You know, that my wife and I invested money in our 401k and we're both with over $1 million. You know, I was just like, from looking at that, let's say one guy has $1 million in a 401k that's going to be paying out maybe, you know, 3%, 3 or 4%. And someone that's invested in multifamily units at $500,000, and that's paying about maybe 10%. The guy with a $500,000 has really got more cash flow. And also, his the value of that property is going to go up. His principal is going to increase.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of sad. People, you know, get that impression that, hey, I've got $1 million sitting in my 401k, but they haven't sat down to figure out, you know, how long are they going to work? And when they stop working, they haven't done the math to determine what they can afford to take out of that 401k, because the big unknown for all of us is, when are we going to pass away? When does that date occur? Because in that is a huge variable in the entire equation. Whereas doing what you and I are doing, well, that's a little bit different because we have assets that are producing passive income for us on a monthly or a quarterly basis. And it's pretty cool. We come back from the break. I'm going to get back into it with Terry. Stick around.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So, Terry, I'm going to ask you, it's kind of a personal question. So, you know, if you think I'm going too deep in the weeds, you can just say, I don't want to answer that. But this is, okay, I think, a very important question, because there's a lot of folks listening to us right now that are potentially in the same boat that you were in. So let me just get to the question and let's see where it goes.
Sure.
At the age of 30, you started putting money aside. You started, quote unquote, investing, putting money into, was that a 401k at that time?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And were you getting an employer match, or were you just straight 401k?
That first one, back then, there was no employer match. They had a small pension and that, but, you know, I cashed that out. But I got to say that I started doing that because the people I worked with said, you know, Terry, you need to do this, you know, and I didn't really understand it, but I did understand the concept of compound interest. So looked at that and I said, like, well, yeah, this will work, you know.
Kind of the herd mentality, you know, you show up, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and they go, here's a 401k, and you're going, what's that? And the guy next to you puts his arm around you, and he says, this is a good thing, man. This is the path forward. And you go, okay, cool. I'm game. So you start doing what everybody else is doing, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it was just at the time, 30, you know, just 30 years old and, you know, being a pretty reckless, you know, young guy, I was thought to myself, you know, well, hey, I'm being really responsible here. I'm putting money away, you know, for my retirement. So, you know, that's a good thing. I got another 35 years to go, and I should have a pretty good chunk by the time I'm done.
Okay, so here comes the personal question.
Okay.
At what age did you make the informed decision that you were going to stop doing that?
Oh, way later than I should have. I was like 63.
Wow.
It was after a conversation with my financial planner. And I just said, like, 63 years old, and I'm saying, like, very often I've looked at him and I said, if only I'd known about this, you know, 10 or 20 years ago, this is what I would have been doing. You know? But I think also 10 or 20 years ago, I probably wouldn't have listened.
That's fair. I get that. But ironically, you spent 33 years doing what everybody else was doing. And then you woke up one day with that meeting with that financial planner and you realized that it wasn't working.
I really felt like I deserve better than this, you know, after.
I agree.
Yeah. After being that responsible and that, and then, you know, looking at putting away, you know, definitely, you know, into the six-figure accounts and that, And I was saying, like, that's all this gets me. Yeah. Like, no, I said, this money can perform better. I know it can.
So what did you do with that 401k?
Oh, well, part of my, a lot of my 401k money is still sitting in those accounts at the moment. And that, but I did take and essentially cash some of it out. And that had to pay a pretty substantial tax penalty. So being aware of what tax penalty you're going to have is you need to pay attention to that and figure out, okay, you know, maybe I shouldn't take it all out at this point, or 2021, I'll be able to pull out more money and taxable income, you know, within something reasonable. And that, so. Yeah, that's the way I do it. Am I on track here?
Oh yeah, you're doing great, man. I mean, I'm listening to the audience. Not that I can really hear them, but I'm hearing them scream, "You're nuts! You're crazy! How would you pay the taxes? Why would you pay the penalty? Why did you do that?"
It's unavoidable. At some point, you're going to, and that, and it also made more sense that I had to get this money to work, and that, and so, you know, I just. I think, oh gosh, what's my taxable income going to be for 2019? Yeah, it's going to be pretty high. So it's going to be over $200,000, and that. And so when people say the rich aren't paying taxes, when you see how what your percentage goes up when you start getting that money, you realize that yes, they're paying.
Yep, they are paying. You know, and I think you hit the nail on the head. To be honest with you, you know, the fact that. You realize that what you had been doing for so long, and I'm not picking on you because,
oh, no.
Trust me, I've been in the same boat. It's just not working. And a lot of people think, you know, when we mentioned to folks, well, you know, you've got money sitting out there. You can tap into it. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to pay taxes on the money. Well, you have to pay taxes on that money at a certain point anyhow. And then they say, well, but what about the penalty? You know, there's that 10% penalty out there. Well, you know, that's kind of a cost of doing business. But when you redeploy that capital into assets that are making you money, that are paying you on a monthly or a quarterly basis, depending on the type of asset you're investing in, that takes the sting out of it, does it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and, you know, you're going to be taxed by the government regardless of whether you're, you know, taking out small amounts in that. But, you know, pay attention to the timing of that, and getting that money to perform is really the key. You know, because you say, well, you know, I'm not going to pay taxes on it, but say it's performing on average, say like 3 or 4%, it's not offering you much of a future. And so I guess a lot of that, too, is going to depend on how old you are. I believe if you're 55, there's not the early withdrawal penalty and that. So that might be something that someone would look at. But everyone's situation is unique, and they need to sit down with their accountant and say, look, this is what I want to do. What's the most tax-effective way for me to do it?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. So you redeployed that capital. What did you invest in?
I'm invested in four different deals. They're all multifamily units, totaling about 660 doors. Four different deals are in four different cities and three different states.
And why did you choose to do that?
Well, I never would want to put everything in one place. Okay. I meet people that work for an employer and they put their entire retirement fund into, say, that company's stock. And I'm just saying, like, you know, it is, first of all, you should never really buy the company's stock if you're working there, just mainly because you're already invested since you work there. And to put everything in one place is just crazy, because all it takes is just for, very often just one thing can go wrong and all of a sudden that one company can take a super hard hit. We're not all on track to become Microsoft millionaires.
Well, I'll tell you, I happen to know some of the guys that you're invested with, and their track records are pretty amazing. I mean, they do the things that they say they're going to do. As a matter of fact, they're kind of modest, and they actually have a tendency to over-deliver because they under-promise, which is really cool. So I'll tell you what, Terry, we're getting ready to go to break, and I was going to ask you one of those questions that would take you about 2 minutes to answer, and I don't want to do that to you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep that question in reserve. I'm going to keep the audience guessing as to what direction we're going to go in. And when we come back from the break, be prepared to be amazed. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm having a blast with Terry. And to be honest with you, there's conversations going on in the background between he and I. When you're listening to commercials, he and I are kind of chatting up. And it turns out that he was actually one of the guys that made sure that the Hellfire missile got to its target. And I was sharing with him that I have seen that missile deployed and I have seen that thing reach out and touch its target. So I just kind of, before we came back from the break, I just said, you done good. And I think we had a little chuckle and, you know, that's the kind of stuff that happens when a couple of Lifestyles Unlimited members get a chance to just hang out. You start finding out cool stuff about each other. And then you start realizing that, you know, there's little pieces of our lives that have, well, they've interconnected at some point. And because Terry and I are, well, we're kind of on the back end of our lives, you know, we can look back and we can chuckle about those things. And then we can talk about real estate investing, which, you know, to be honest with you is really cool. So Terry, that's where I want to go now. Not to the guidance systems. I want to get into the game plan you have going forward. I mean, you've already taken down 660 units. You're invested across 4 multifamily communities in 4 different cities across 3 different states. So you have diversified within the asset class, which, you know, to be honest with you, that's exactly what I do too. I think that's the smart way to do things. What is the game plan going forward? Because I know you're not stopping there. What's the game plan from here through 2021?
Well, for 2021, I expect that my house will be sold and I'm going to have some cash to take from that non-taxable event and invest it into some more deals. And depending on how timing works for taxes, I've got some more money locked away in the Boeing 401k that I'll be pulling that out, paying the tax penalty, and investing that. Whether I do that all in 2021 or maybe I break it up over 2 years is undecided at this point. But I'll be deploying most of my money. And, you know, I'm going to have a healthy cash reserve. And just really be enjoying life, figuring out where I want to live.
So with the investment strategy that you have going forward, will you be in a position to where you have essentially replaced your income, or maybe a better way to describe it is you'll have enough income coming in that you don't have to worry about the costs associated with living your life?
I would say so, yes. Yes, absolutely. That, you know, I'm, where I'd be like, you know, say like a multi-millionaire, eventually I think it might take, you know, some time for that to happen, but I've got a comfortable life I'm looking at, and watching my assets grow and increase in value while they're generating a cash flow. And that is really the key, that your assets can either increase or decrease, but they're not going to stay the same.
Yeah, I'm just kind of reflecting on the fact that here I'm talking to a gentleman who's in his, is it safe to say, early to mid 60s, and he made a change in his life, and that change took him off path to what would have been potentially a miserable existence, and put him on a path to where he's like giddy. He's like, dude, 2021, that's going to be my year. That's going to be the year where everything comes together and I don't have to worry about living my lifestyle.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it too, just being able to take and be able to focus on your health. You know, like at one point I was saying, well, you know, if I had to, I suppose I could go out and find a small trailer park somewhere in the Midwest and live out my retirement there, you know, counting my pennies and every expense. Now it's more or less turned into, I'll be looking at, say, probably buying an ugly girl somewhere out in a mountain state in a small town and doing a whole rehab and making that my little retirement home, or at least my first one.
Very cool. When he was referencing buying an ugly girl, that's kind of a term that we talk about in the Lifestyles Education Program. We're referencing kind of an ugly house.
She knows the term ugly girl. She just, when we drive along in the car together, she goes, hey, there's an ugly girl.
So, you know, what I think is really absolutely cool is that You've essentially bought your life back. You've been able to walk away from a career, and instead of pinching your pennies, you're focused on living the lifestyle that you've always wanted to live.
Absolutely. Managing wealth.
So what do you like to do for fun? I mean, you know, do you just sit in the couch with the remote control? What do you like to do?
I'll watch TV later in the day, but I really just love going out, slinging a leg over the dual sport motorcycle, you know, putting some miles on a fire road here in Washington State, or maybe wherever I live, it might be the desert pretty soon, you know, in the Southwest. And I love skiing with my dog. He pulls me on cross country skis. That's always a lot of fun.
That sounds like a hoot.
Oh, it's meet some pretty interesting people. I've met, you know, the ski jar people and the dog sled people all hang out at the same place. And it's amazing to see some of those teams run. I mean, just out of sight. See 10 dogs pulling a sled, just having a blast.
So in your 60s, you ride motorcycles, you love to ski, you definitely love your family, and of course, the dog. You got to love that dog. Pulling you on skis, that sounds like way too much fun. Tell me a little bit about how what you're doing now with your retirement efforts is helping you to build a legacy.
Like I said, I'm in the process of doing a rehab on my house, redoing the interior top to bottom. And the market's pretty good here in the Northwest, so I expect it to sell quickly. I'll take the equity from that, and I'll be deploying that. And really the whole concept of managing that money, you know, that it used to be that I thought, well, I'll get as much in my 401k as I can, then I'll sell my house and I'll take that equity and I'll just pay cash for a modest home somewhere else, and that way I won't have a mortgage. And that's a smart way to manage your money. Really what I've learned is that it isn't, you know, that if I can borrow money at say 2% to pay for a home, and I can take that equity and invest it and get say anywhere between 6% and 12% return, you know, on a multifamily unit, you know, it's smarter really to have that money working as opposed to just sitting in the house.
And what about your children? Is there a game plan for them?
Yeah, my older one, he and his wife haven't seen too much interest. We try to tell them to go to the seminar and that, and they're just like, well, we're too busy. But the younger one, we discussed going about a single family and getting him involved in that. And if he's willing to do the work, I'd like to get him a start, you know, and have himself set up, you know, because he's a better skier than me. When I taught him how to ski, within 45 minutes, he was on the chairlift, and he skied with me for that year. And right around the second year, he took off skiing better than me, and I never saw him again.
Yeah, those kids have a tendency to do that, don't they?
Yeah. Well, he spent a season skiing in New Zealand.
Terry, I got one final question for you, and this is a big one. You ready?
Okay, I am.
What would you say to people that are sitting on the sidelines listening to you and I right now who are fearful of doing what you have done?
Some of the greatest things I've done in my life was when I was scared out of my mind. I'll just quote Winston Churchill, you know, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, boy, that's great advice. You know, Terry, we're at the end of the show, and I appreciate your time. I appreciate the fact you're giving back to others and giving them the opportunity to understand that there is a different path to retirement than what they're doing. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Y'all have a great day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.